Welcome to The Point for March 17th. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. Another round of violence against Asian Americans has thrust reports of racism and discrimination against this ethnic group even further into the spotlight. On Tuesday night, 8 people were shot dead at 3 Metro Atlanta spas on Tuesday. 6 of the victims were Asian women. Police have not yet offered a motive in the attacks, but because of the victims' backgrounds, some public officials and organizations have raised concerns that ethnicity came into play. A coalition tracking reports of racism and discrimination against Asian Americans says it has received at least 3,795 firsthand complaints since just last year. Vice President Kamala Harris offered support and solidarity with the Asian American community on Tuesday. She said that knowing the increasing level of hate crimes against our Asian American brothers and sisters, we also want to speak out in solidarity with them and acknowledge that none of us should ever be silent in the face of any form of hate. As a reminder, Harris is the first South Asian, Black, and female vice president. She also wasn't the only public official to speak out. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the surge in violence against Asian Americans over the last year is a growing crisis. During President Joe Biden's speech marking 1 year since the pandemic began last week, he specifically condemned the hate and discrimination that Asian Americans have faced. 2 congressional Democrats have laid blame at the feet of former President Donald Trump. He has used derogatory and racist terms against Chinese people to describe the coronavirus. California Democrat Judy Chu said President Trump clearly stoked the flames of xenophobia with his rhetoric. She cited Trump's use of the phrases China virus, Wuhan virus, and even Kung flu. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries said he would encourage members of Congress who continue to use that type of hateful rhetoric to cut it out because you also have blood on your hands. Let's get to the point. Discrimination and racism against Asian Americans has spiked in the last year. Now more officials are speaking out, including against those who have used offensive rhetoric, like Donald Trump. And that is The Point for March 17th, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on Google Home or Amazon Echo, or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.